I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Gary Peters for a legislative update. We touched on several legislative issues, and we started off the conversation with concerns about cuts to essential air service and its impacts in Michigan. Here's more with U.S. Senator Gary Peters.
Well, I'm very concerned about this funding cut. Basically, President Trump wants to zero out funding for essential air service. And this is a program that brings commercial flights into rural America. And as you mentioned, it's throughout the UP as well as northern Michigan. These are airports like Escanaba and then Hancock, Houghton, Iron Mountain, Ironwood, Sault Ste. Marie, all of these airports that we really rely on essential air service funding to help bring in commercial airplanes into those airports. And without this funding, it's likely those planes would no longer fly. Marquette would still have, that airport would still be able to bring in service because they don't get these kinds of subsidies. But folks who live all across the UP would have to be traveling pretty far. And in addition to that, what we find from an economic development standpoint, most businesses want to be close to an airport that has commercial passenger traffic, and if you cut funding and close these smaller airports to commercial traffic, that's going to have a negative impact on their economic development as well. So I'm very concerned about the financial impact to our rural communities as a result of this zeroing out by the Trump administration. And I'm going to be working with my Republican colleagues and Democratic colleagues in a bipartisan way to make sure we restore this funding, because we need to keep our rural areas with access to the world at large through commercial airplanes.
You know, it is interesting when you talk about that, because it seems like there has been a bipartisan and from both chambers an interest in fighting that proposal in the budget, that it's not just Democrats saying, no, it's the Republican budget, we're not going for it. You've got Republicans and Democrats. I know Jack Bergman has said that he's all in favor of keeping this funding going for these airports, and he's in the House. So both sides of the aisle, both sides of the chambers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll certainly be working with Jack on this in the House and other colleagues, and I'll be working my Senate colleagues, both in my Democratic caucus, but my friends over on the Republican side, too, because many of my colleagues in the Senate represent states that are very rural as well, and they're very concerned about this cut.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters this morning, and Senator, also another piece of legislation that you're working on has to do with something that has actually gained a lot of popularity here in the UP with a lot of the school districts, and that is the ability to gain college credit while you are still in high school for the students, and you're working on something that would make that a little bit easier. Tell me about that.
Well, we are. We're working to expand it. As you mentioned, we have a number of school districts and colleges up in the UP that are involved in programs like dual enrollment and concurrent enrollment, which means you can be in a community college earning college credits while also completing your high school degree. Concurrent enrollment, which means you're taking classes in your high school that also qualify for college credit. And what we find is that students who are in these programs, if they are able to take a number of classes, you can find students when they walk across the stage to pick up their high school diploma. They also may have 30 to 40 college credits, which basically is their freshman year completed. And that's important because it brings down the cost of college education dramatically. And my focus on this issue is we've got to help students go to school, graduate, and graduate without having a mountain of college debt. And unfortunately, that's what's happening to too many of our students. They have too much debt, which is a real burden for them. And if we can reduce that cost, we should do that. And this is a great way to make it happen. My legislation will expand these programs so that we can offer it to even more students. Right now, about 7% of our students in Michigan are in these programs. We can do a whole lot better, and we can certainly help as much as we can.
It'd be interesting to track that. We'll keep an eye on that. And before we cut you loose here this morning, I know also I got a release from your office that you and a colleague have started up a new caucus that actually we're going to see a lot of this on the roads here fairly soon as the weather gets good. Is the motorcycle caucus? Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I'm an avid motorcyclist. I've been riding since I think I was 11 years old. When I had my first paper route, I bought my first small motorcycle and have been riding ever since. And I found a colleague who also shares this passion. We want to work on motorcycle safety issues and other issues related to it, but it's also something that I plan to bring to the UP. I'm going to ride across the Upper Peninsula this summer Last summer, I was in the Lower Peninsula. We traveled nearly 1,000 miles. I had meetings all across the Lower Peninsula, and I'm looking forward to this summer riding my Harley-Davidson across the Upper Peninsula, having meetings with folks, and certainly would welcome anybody who want to ride with us. We're happy to have them come along as well.
That's the comments of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.